1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Shall we phone tap?
Oh,
yeah.
That was so formal. Yes.
I think yes, we shall.
We shall.
And today, we call a guy who's been meeting a lot of women off Tinder as of late.
Uh-oh.
And his roommate wants to play a joke on him by having our own social media coordinator, Alexis, call as one of his many Tinder matches. And she's already gone through his Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But before they can go out, she just needs the answer to one question.
Uh-oh.
How many of my friends have you scored with?
Oh, I mean, valid.
I gotta know.
Yeah.
Tough question.
I guess we're gonna find out, and if it's gonna be a deal breaker for her in your brand new free money phone tap right now. And remember, after you hear it, caller 25 is getting $500.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey's free money phone taps
only on Moving 92.5.
Your chance to win $500.
Hello.
Hey, is this Nick?
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Jen.
Jen.
From Tinder?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, how's it going?
That's really awkward. What's up?
I'm doing well, yeah.
Cool. Are we still on for Saturday?
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't think that you would call. So that's why I'm a little bit thrown off.
So, hey, about Saturday, I have a gymnastics class till 6, but I can grab food after that.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. That'll be really fun. But before we do, there's something I've been meaning to ask you.
Sure, yeah. What do you need to know?
So I kind of stalked your Instagram just a little bit.
Okay.
I know it's weird. I just always do it before meeting up with guys. And, you know, I just noticed that we follow a lot of the same people.
Oh, really? Like who? I had no idea.
I mean, like, since you're asking, like, a lot of the same girls. So, you know, I just want to make sure you haven't been with anyone I know.
Well, I mean, could you be more specific?
You know, like, hooked up with. That could be kind of weird.
Oh, I mean, I doubt I've hooked up with anyone that you know.
Yeah, I mean, I would just feel more comfortable if you could tell me, like, maybe the last three people you've hooked up with.
Come on, really?
I know this might make you uncomfortable. It's just, it would make me feel a lot better. I don't date a lot, and I just don't want to have anything come up.
Well, okay. Well, the last girl that I was with, we were dating, and her name was Danielle.
Stop. Stop it. My mom's name is Danielle. How old is she?
She was not your mom.
Are you sure? How do you know that?
Because she was in her 20s and you're in your 20s, as far as I know.
Oh, thank God. My mom and dad broke up recently and she's been an open barn, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. What?
It's okay if you don't know that term. Just people said it all the time in my sorority. Anyways, name another girl. I saw who you follow.
I mean, there was one girl named Kelly, but she doesn't even live around here.
Don't tell me you're talking about K-Cup Kelly.
I don't know who that is. Oh. It sounds like a doll.
I've just known a lot of guys who have been with K-Cup, so I'm glad you're different.
Yeah.
I just want things to go smoothly on Saturday. So maybe you could just tell me one more name. That'll make me feel so much better.
Okay. Well, this was a long time ago, and this was a girlfriend. Ooh. And she doesn't have any nicknames or anything, but her name is Jackie.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no. I know, like, 20 Jackies.
Really?
I'm just worried you've been with one of them. I'm really close to a lot of them. How about, like, I'll start listing off some of them, and you can tell me when to stop.
No, I mean, that's okay.
Jackie Baker, Jackie Smith, Jackie Thompson.
None of those. You don't have to worry. I don't think you know her. This was, like, years ago.
Jackie Graves, Jackie Holloway.
Okay, I've told you a lot at this point, and you haven't told me anyone that you've hooked up with, so.
I can think of some from this last month, I guess.
This month?
Yeah. There was Rupert, Dell, Bernard, Theodore, probably a few other men from the assisted living facility.
Okay, you're joking at this point, right?
Like, you haven't been with a senior.
Not since I was a junior.
That's not what Riley said.
Wait, Riley who?
Riley, your best friend, the one who set you up for this prank phone call.
Wait, what?
Yeah, my name's not Jen. I'm not from Tinder. My name's actually Alexis from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and I'm doing a phone tap on you.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Your friend Riley. He said you met a girl on Tinder, and you were afraid she was a catfish, so...
Oh, my God. Oh,
he wanted us to screw with you.
Oh, I should have known when you just rattled off all those names.
That really happened with all those guys. That wasn't the joke. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Hey, no judgment there.
Do not come at Bernard. He will shank you.
Okay, hey, look. Bernard can have you.
I'll have Bernard, and you can have K-Cup.
K-Cup.
I've heard that one before.